USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham said he will be calling on the Department of Justice and the Postmaster General to investigate a U.S. Postal Service whistleblower's claim about an alleged plot to backdate mail ballots in Pennsylvania.
The FBI is investigating it along with the postal inspector, and our committee will be talking to this gentleman. I don't know where that goes, but I do know that we have evidence of six people in Pennsylvania registering after they died and voting after they died, and we haven't looked at the entire system. So to my Republican colleagues out there, we have to fight back or we will accept our fate.
Graham speaking there on Fox News. Jeopardy host Alex Trebek died early Sunday morning. Trebek was battling prostate cancer at the time of his death. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is calling for a new stimulus package before the end of 2020. McConnell, not mentioning any details of the bill, said it's a possibility that we could do more for state and local governments, a reversal of what Republicans have been saying earlier this year after House Democrats passed their HEROES Act. The EU levels sanctions against Belarus's president. Dan Araki has more details from the USA Radio News Ohio Valley Bureau.
The European Union has hit Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko with a new round of sanctions for his crackdown on protesters following a disputed election back in August. The sanctions placed on Lukashenko and his son Viktor restricts their travel within the EU and freezes their assets. Protests erupted in August after Lukashenko won a disputed re-election with 80% of the vote. The EU says that election appears to have been rigged. More than 15,000 protesters have been arrested as part of a crackdown that has turned violent.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
During his campaign, Joe Biden said President Trump has no plan of how to guide the United States out of the coronavirus pandemic. Biden has said he would consider a national mask mandate, though legal experts say he may only have the authority to enforce mask wearing on federal property or inside federal facilities. And regarding shutting down the country again and the economy, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem says,
Joe Biden has said that he will shut this country down again. That is not an authority that he has, and I wouldn't have been able to do my job the last 7-8 months in South Dakota if Joe Biden had been in the White House. So people need to think about the real consequences of what the media has done to drive fear into their homes and to cause people to focus on emotions.
Regarding shutdowns, Noem continues on Fox News.
I don't believe, Neil, that there is any proof that these shutdowns work. In fact, Neil, I've had national reporters email me recently and tell me, Governor, if you had shut down your state, we wouldn't have any proof that these lockdowns don't work. Because of our state and how we've operated here, we have proven that it doesn't stop the virus to lock down your state or your country. You can delay it. You can slow it down. We have taken care of people, had the health needs met of individuals and done the best that we could, but also we haven't devastated people's lives or mental health by taking away all their freedoms and liberties during this pandemic.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.